Okay, if everyone could take their seats, I think we're ready for the next presentation, which is entitled Faster Roadway Development, Slow Cutting for Higher Productivity and Safety. I'm interested in hearing that because it seems to be counterintuitive, but I'm sure our speakers have the answer to this and we're eagerly waiting to hear what they have to say. Our speakers this morning are going to be Tom Vallant and also Kirby Owens. Tom's the Manager of Sales Support and Mechanical Cutting for Sandvik. Tom is the Manager of Mechanical Cutting Market Area for the Americas for Sandvik Mining, based in Zeltvik, Austria. Tom studied to be an engineer for mechanical engineering and automation, as well as international mining engineer at Leuven University. His role's been the support of coal and minerals business line at Sandvik Mining in the U.S., Russia, Germany, and different sales product line functions. His partner this morning, Kirby Owens, is the product support manager of mechanical cutting for Sandvik North America, located in Briar here, Pennsylvania, just south of Pittsburgh here. Kirby earned his Bachelor of Science in Electronics Technology from Fairmont State and has been employed in the mining industry for over 25 years. I think most of you out in the audience know Kirby. He's almost as old as me, not quite. And he's held various field positions in field service, engineering, sales, and product support. So with that, please give a warm welcome to Tom and Kirby.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for being here. We've just heard a question in the last presentation that one of the most important factors for fast longwall mining is also the development, and I'm going to get a little bit more into that. In mining development, time is money. Many efforts are made to increase development speed and safety. Today we hear a lot about cutting in hard rock and how to use soft rock cutting principles in hard rock mining. I will aim to present the other way around, using hard rock cutting principles in coal to increase performance and safety. The Sandvik Boulder Miner, as you see here on the picture, was introduced to Australian coal mines in the late 90s. Back then it was called the ABM20, designed and manufactured by the Austrian company Voestalpine Bergtechnik, which became a part of Sandvik Mining's business in the late 90s. Starting in Australia, that machine very soon showed its potential and spread to other coal mining countries such as South Africa, US, China, and Russia. A total of nearly 300 Boulder Miners have been delivered during these years. Predominantly, the Boulder Miners are used in roadway development in coal mines, as you can see here, for example, our MB670 in Burtai coal mine in China. But they can also be used for bolt and pillar operations in salt mines or potash mines, like this picture shows an MB770 in a German salt mine. And we have also machines running in Canada and potash mines for development works. The MB600 series includes various models with different operating heights, covering a range from 7.5 to 14.5 feet. As you can see here, for the US, predominantly the MB450 and now the new MB610 models are used. And in Canada, for example, the MB670. What is a Boulder Miner? A Boulder Miner is a combination of a roof and rip drilling machine and a continuous miner that drills, bolts, and cuts the same time as it loads and conveys the material to the rear end of the machine. The key feature of that machine is the sliding frame. That's the green piece you see in the bottom right-hand corner. That slide frame carries the cutting head and allows a longitudinal movement of 39 up to 55 inch, depending on the machine model, relative to the machine body, which is carrying the support and bolting units. The Sandvik MB600 series Boulder Miner move on crawler tracks and move the hydraulic sliding or sump frame with the cutter drum up front. Integrated on the machine's mainframe are 2 to 6 bolting rigs, 2 to 4 roof bolting rigs, and up to 2 rib bolting rigs. A typical operating cycle begins by tramming the machine up to the face, putting the machine into the cutting position. 2 to 4 step jacks are lowered to the mine roof, and a canopy or ATRS cylinder set is set against the roof to put the machine in its cutting position. This feature guarantees a high level of safety for the roof bolter as they are working under temporary supported roof. The operating cycle continues with the bolting mode being engaged, so the bolter start their activities, and then the cutter boom is raised up and sumped in. At the same time, the loading apron with the loading spinners is also moved forward, and they load the material through the machine chain conveyor to the rear end. The steps of that machine operation are cyclic and repetitive, and that leads to overall reduced operational delays. The stabilization of the machine and the Sandvik cutting technology allow the machine to be utilized also in hard rock application, coping easily with sandstone intrusions and similar hard cutting material. Hydraulically controlled sump in from a stabilized machine without the use of the crawler racks also reduce damage on the mine floor. An integrated exhaust or dust duct together with the spray system on the cutter head and the duct curtains at the front help in ventilation and remove dust from the operational points. During the last year, special emphasis has been placed to increase the operator safety and ergonomics based on mine accident statistics from all around the world. The operator platforms have been greatly enlarged and the controls placed in an ergonomic way. On some models, for example, in Australia, we are using automated push button controls for the bolters. The data coming out of this automatic push button control system can be used for doing roof mapping. And this data can be provided to use a strata characteristics profile. Intensive machine lighting around the platforms and the drill operators reduces the potential for trip accidents. The wet head versus the external spraying system. About 20 years ago, Sandvik developed the wet head spraying system on our road headers. After 20 years of experience with different system configurations, it was time to modernize and simplify that system. The new design of water spray bars behind the cutter head provide efficient dust suppression and improved methane ignition protection. Different spray configuration systems are available at this moment. For example, our ITP, incentive temperature protection system, or a combined water plus compressed air system for reduced water consumption. In the US, the Sandvik Boulder Miner was introduced in the late 90s as the ABM-14. And adapted to the special requirements to this country, developed in close cooperation with our main customers here. A top speed of 388 feet was achieved with that machine. Back then, there was no rib bolting, no meshing, just two roof bolts and W straps for roof support. The conditions in the US mines allow less dense bolting pattern compared to Australia or Russia, for example, resulting in comparably higher advance rates. The machine concept provided the right tools to the gauge roll development teams to keep pace with the rapidly increasing longwall productivity. The most recent addition to the Boulder Miner family in Sandvik is the MB610, what you see here on that picture. It was developed in close cooperation together with our customers here in the US to fulfill their requirements such as increased safety and ergonomics, increased productivity, improved lifespan of components, longer times between rebuilds, and the capability to cut hard strata intrusions, and more flexible roof and rib bolting patterns. The next slide, I'm going to show you a little video taken underground at the Bailey Mine console, and our friend here, Kirby Owens, is going to give some comments on that video.
Cutter head with the MB450 or the prior design was such that it was a faster speed and less torque, and then the environment, the customer came to us and asked for better rock cutting capability and more increased torque on the cutting, as well as less dust. So what we provided with this MB610, it is basically a 30 RPM or much slower rotation on the cutter head, allowing for better visibility and the more stringent dust requirements that we have involved today in mining. Creates a lot less dust, plus more torque and penetration for better production rates.
Compared to the predecessor model, life for the machine operator has been made a lot easier with that new model since we introduced the AutoCut or automated cutting cycle on that machine, which also improves the consistency of machine performance due to optimizing the workload overall, gearboxes and electric drives. At the same time, the automatic cutting cycle takes care of the best possible cutting pattern for any given gauge roll profile. The slow cutting speed of 1.8 meters per second, or approximately 30 RPM, greatly reduces the dust, as Kirby said in the video, during cutting, contributing to a much healthier environment for the machine and bolter operators. Last but not least, the slow cutting reduces the risk of spark creation considerably, an important contribution to methane ignition prevention. Managing good control over dust at the face is a prime concern for operators' health and safety. Sandvik's know-how in cutting tools and machine design helped in designing a cutter drum with a very slow rotation, as I said, 30 RPM, compared to the industry standard of about 60 RPM. The lower cutting speed delivers a high torque and higher cutting forces and also generates considerably less dust and also reduces the noise levels. The robust design of that machine allows a service life of up to 2 times compared to the prior machine, the MB450. With a weight of about 100 metric tons or 120 US short tons, it also provides ample cutting stability. The low minimum machine height of 79 inches still allows the machine to be tramped around the existing mining environments. This heavyweight, however, is easy on the floor. With the 4 auto stabilizers and wide track frame, the ground pressure was reduced to only 25 psi. We can also cut very tight corners of only 256 inch cutting radius because of the unique system where the cutter head and the loading table can move independently. The bolting flexibility is greatly enlarged here, as the roof bolters can tilt 37 degrees. The newly arrangement of the bolting rigs also allow a very close distance of the first set of roof bolts to the coal cutting face of 110 inches. The increased capability of installing additional roof and rib bolts improves safety around all working areas. The increased productivity to low cutting speed. Because of the heavy weight and of that machine and the reduced cutting speed, we can achieve higher advance rates of 15 to 20% more than compared to our prior machine. The higher cutting forces per peak create larger lumps and a reduced amount of dust. Creating less dust not only has a positive environmental effect, but also reduces the waste of energy which occurs on standard machines when you're just cutting in your dust. The lower cutting speeds also gives other benefits, like that you are possible to cut hard rock layers, and also your peak consumption is reduced due to less friction. The MB610 also has data logging capabilities on that machine, which help mine management to easily identify production bottlenecks and areas of improvement to optimize the mine system. Additionally, machine status report can be generated out of this system. Improved lifespan of components. The general design of the MB610 has been based on the request for more difficult conditions in longwall development. For example, the increased presence of hard rock layers in eastern US coal fields. So how did we do? The first year, the machine started in October 2011 and was running over 2012 at the Consols Bailey mine. We have achieved, we've cut 56,200 feet with the first machine, 120 foot average with a base shift of 348 feet. The gauge road conditions at Bailey's mine were 16 feet wide and 8 feet high with 8 to 12 foot long roof bolts and W straps and also two rip bolts per cycle. Well, that machine was on top of the totem pole for the first year, and since then we've received further orders from Consol. We've got now two machines ready, running at Consol's Bailey mine, third one coming and the fourth one coming next year. So I hope I was able to demonstrate you that slow cutting actually really means the opposite, faster development and an increased safety and reliability for the whole operation and longwall development. Thank you. You have any questions, Kirby Mew, pleased to help you.
You said this machine is good at cutting hard rock. can the machine cut sandstone?
Yes, actually we have that machine, MB670 type, for example, running in UK coal mines, where only a 1 meter or 3 feet high coal seam is cut. And about, that's only one third of the coal, of the cutting face, and the rest is sandstone. For that, we would use a different system, a different cutter head layout with a different pick lacing on the machine. But it's capable to cut up to 100 or 120 megapascals, so sandstone is okay to be cut.
Any other questions? I have a question for Thomas and Kirby, but want to poll the audience before I ask. Okay, Tom, Kirby, what do you see? This is a very complex machine, as we all can see. A lot of things going on. What do you see as your biggest challenge to take the machine's performance to the next level? Is it mechanical design? Is it reliability? Is it a combination of both? Where do you see you're going to concentrate your efforts next to keep moving forward? Because our folks in Longwall are going to keep challenging you as far as retreat rates, and in turn, your customer is going to be challenging you to keep pace with that. So how do you see that?
Well, on the machine, I think you see the biggest bottleneck in Longwall development is not the machine design itself, it's the haulage behind the machine. With current systems using shuttle cars in most of the mines, that is really the bottleneck. So you have to wait most of the time for your shuttle car to come back.
So continuous haulage is something I think would help optimize the output of the machine as it currently stands, if you had it. Is that your view?
Well, we continue to just. As we continue to, you know, go with the reliability, and you know, as touched on in previous presentations, is the monitoring of the machine, as well as, you know, continuing to improve on the weak points that you always find, and you know, the cutting conditions of the top starts to fall, or you know, you always find a weak spot. So we continue to improve in both areas, as well as monitoring and, you know, machine mechanical aspects.
Thank you. Let's have a round of applause for our speakers. They did a very nice job.